Begin the current daf and set this erech in daf tezayin. Begin 4 lines down with the top of the yamid, where the gemara continues in the related theme of the previous daf, which was discussing the halachas of lashon hara, lashon nebisha, regarding that a person has to be careful with the words that he says. Says the gemara, ki asra avdimi amun. And avdimi came, he said, ma'idach said, what does it mean the pasuk of Mishlei? It says, mevarech re'ehu b'kol gadol b'beker hashkim. In the morning a person gets up and he blesses his friend with a large noise. Klol tichashav lai. It actually, that blessing is considered a curse for his friend. What does that mean? So it says, "Kegoyin de mikla lishbiza." For example, a person goes to an inn. He's hosted by somebody. The torcha kemeshap, and the host goes and puts a lot of effort into hosting this person. L'machar nafig yasa b'shuka. The next day, the guy goes out in the morning and he goes into the marketplace. Vamani says, "Oh, rachmona nevarcha l'planya. Hashem should bless that person." The hachi tarach kamai, oh, he put in so much effort, he was such a gracious host, he gave me whatever I wanted, whatever I needed. V'sham aninchi, and then strong-armed people are going to hear that this guy's wealthy. V'azlan v'antanle, they're going to go and steal the guy's money. Or another interpretation is, they're going to steal his money, meaning because everyone's going to go and say, oh, let's be hosted by this person, until they're going to use up all the guy's money. That's what a person thinks, he's blessing the person, but really, you got to be careful the words you say, it might be cursing that person. Similarly, Tani Rav Dimi Achud Rav Safra. Rav Dimi, the brother of Safra, taught the following braisa. Lo'ilam al yisapar adam mitayvasa shel chaver. A person should not go ahead extolling all the virtues of his friend. Shemitech tayvasa baladei rasa, because when you're going to be saying the good things about him, it's going to come to say the bad things about him. Because when someone starts praising someone a little bit too much, he himself is going to say, look, I'm obviously besides that bad attribute, or others who are going to hear him praising say, wait a second, chill out. You know, he does have that and that bad types of things, so therefore don't go in praising too much. He wrote a similar concept, because that's actually going to cause the bad of the person being said. Igadami, those say that it was a different version how this halacha was said, that it was actually Rav Dimi Achud, Rav Safra was chalash. He was ill, and all Rav Safra Lish Yulebei and his brother Rav Safra came to inquire and visit his brother who was not well. And Amalahu, on that, Rav Dimi said to those who were around him, Tasili dekaimi called the Amraban. It should come to me, that good should come to me because I fulfilled whatever the rabbis have said. So that's what Rav Safra, his brother, said to him, Hamim Bekaimis, did you fulfill this halacha of lo'ilum ayisapa adam etabasa shechaber? A person should not be extolling too much of his virtues of his friend. Shemitech tevasa bala de gnusa, because when you're going to say the good, it's going to come to say the disparaging things about him. Adam Aluhi said to them, Loi Shmili, I didn't hear that halacha, but Viyav Shmili, had I heard it, Kayamta, I would have fulfilled it, and that's because I fulfill all the teachings of the rabbis. Continuing on the theme of Lashon Hara, Amr B'Shmol Ben Nachmin, Amr B'Yechnan, says, Al Shiva Devarim Negoin Boin. For 7 sins, the affliction of Tzaras comes to a person. One of them is Al Lashon Hara, regarding slander, gossip. Vashvichas Dam, regarding spilling blood, murder. Vashvur Shav, regarding a false and a vain oath. Vagila Rais, regarding licentiousness, immorality. Vagasa Rach, regarding being haughty, having a large ego. Vala Gezel, regarding theft. Valtzaris Ain, and regarding being stingy for other people, meaning not benefiting other people from his own utensils by lending it out to them. As the Gemara explains, Aloshon Hara, regarding gossip, is the chsib like the pasas in Tilim. Maloshni Basesi Re'ehu. He who slanders his friend in private, Aisa Atzmis, him I'm going to cut down, which we explained in the previous stuff, that Atzmis is translated elsewhere as Lachalutin, which confined, which confirm means regarding a Mitzayra Mukhler, confirm Mitzayra, where that's we see that the Negev Tzaraz comes regarding someone that is Malshin, that says Lashon Har. Ashvich is Damim, where do we find regarding murder? Because the Chesiv, the Paz says in Shmuel Beis, V'al Yikaris mi Beis Yayiv, it should not stop from the house of Yayiv, Zav, U'mitzayr, V'gaymer, regarding certain afflictions, including Tzaras, where David HaMelech said, because he killed inappropriately Avner, there's going to be Mitzayr, there's going to be Tzaras. We see that that's a consequence of Shvich is Damim, of murder. V'al Shvur Shav, regarding a false oath, is the Chesiv, like it says, the Pasuk in Melachim Beis. V'yem Naaman, Naaman said, Hayel, swear that Elisha Hanavi sent you, which he didn't, and kach kikarayim, and then take the 2 talents of silver. Now, Uksiv, it says that when Elisha found out that Gehazi, who was his attendant, who went to Naaman, and he swore falsely to get gifts from Naaman, which really Elisha didn't want for having cured him, says, v'tzeras Naaman tidbak b'cha b'gayma, that the tzeras that was a Naaman, which Elisha cured him from, should be attaching to you and to your descendants, that is Gehazi. So we see, because he swore falsely at a shvur shav, he got tzeras. Like Gilai Raistak said, what do you find regarding licentiousness? Like it says, the pasuk in Bereishis says, "Beinaga Hashem is parin the gam begamer," because he took Sarah inappropriately to be a woman for him. Gilai Rais, so he was afflicted with a neg of tzaras. Bagasa ruach said, what do you find regarding haughty spirit? Says the pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis, where the gear says ukeches kasei. This is referring to Uzziah the king, where when he became mighty, gava liboy ad lahashchis, his heart became haughty until a destructive point. Vayimel b'Hashem likav, and he committed treason against Hashem as God. Vatzaras zarcha b'mitzchein, and later on it says that the tzaras spread forth on his forehead. So we see because he was haughty, he was gava liboy, so he had tzaras. Balagezel said, regarding robbery, we find the pasuk in Beyukah. It says v'tziva koin ufinas abayis, regarding the mitzayra, regarding the tzaras in his house. We find that the kohen commands, and they have to take out all his utensils out of his house. So Tanur Lutner Bryce said, why does that happen? Who kohen is mom and shein nishaloi? Because he brought into his house money that's not his. Yavah kohen vifazim money. So the kohen comes and spreads his money out and takes it out of his house, which is therefore the neged tzaras comes into his house because of gezel. And finally, about tzaras ha'ayindich said, regarding being stingy, we find the pasuk right before that says uvah shaloi habayis v'goyim, that says, and to the one to who him it's his house, that he comes and he tells the kohen that I've seen something like a nega in my house. What does it mean? Asher loy habayis. So, b'tan the baby shmol, mishem yuchad beis eloy. Someone that his house is distinctly his, meaning all his utensils he keeps only for himself. He doesn't lend to other people. He's a tzar ayin. He's stingy. That's the person that gets the nega of tzaras. However, in this last teaching that we said that all these things come as a repercussion, as a tikkun for the averis that we just described. The Gemara says, "Ini, is that really so?" But Va'am Rabbi Neina Bar Sasni says, "Lama nismucha parshas big debekuna leparshas karbanis." He says, "Why we find in parshas Tetzava that the idea of the miluim, the idea of the karbanis, are mentioned next to the commandment of the big debekuna of the kind of garments? Why is that?" Laim lecha to tell you, ma karbanis mechaben, just like the karbanis, the sacrifices atone of big debekuna mechaben. So to all the kind of garments, each one atones for a different sin, as the Gemara explains. The tunic, the shirt that the Kohen wore, atones for murder. It says the pasuk in Bereishis. It says the brothers of Yosef took his kisainis, his tunic, and they slaughtered a goat. And they dipped the tunic into blood to show as if Yosef was murdered and it was his tunic. But there was an allusion over there that the tevila, meaning the atonement of blood, is atoned through the kisainis, through the tunic. Mechnesayim, the pants that they wore, mechab mal gila rais, atoned for licentiousness, for immorality, because the Chassidut says the pasuk in Shemayis, va'aslam mechnesay vad, he made for them pants of linen, lechasas besar ever, to cover over the flesh of their ever regarding to the general area, but we see that it's covering over the arayis, it's atonement for gila rais. Mitznefes, the hat that they wore, mechaperas al gasei ruch, atoned for those who are haughty of spirit. Why? Kedrib Chanina. Because Amr Chanina says, Yavi Dabba Shabagaiva, let's something that's on the top, which is the hat worn on top of the person, Vichapa Maisagaiva, and atone for something that's an act of elevation, of haughtiness, which is the Gas Ruach. Avneit Mechaperes Al Hira Aleiv, the belt that the Kohen wore, atoned for the thoughts that are that impure of the heart. Because Ahechad Isa, where the belt was. The belt was worn very high, basically around the heart area, and that atones for the thoughts of the heart, where the Gersa says the chsiv, like it says in the pasuk of Hoya Aleiv Aaron, that it was on the heart of Aaron, but as the Mefarshim explained, that's not going on the belt, and therefore that wouldn't be the appropriate pasuk for that. Then the Gemara continues, Cheshin Mechap Aladin, the breastplate that the Kohen Gadol wore atoned for the miscarriages of justice. The chsiv, like the pasuk says, Vesis Cheshin Mishpat, you make a Cheshin of justice. So we see that it's atonement for miscarriage of justice. Ephod, the apron-like garment that the Kohen Gadol wore, Mechap Alavid, is atoned for idolatry. So like it says the pasuk in Hosea, ein ephod v'trafim. What that means to say is when there's no ephod, then there's the sin of trafim, which refers to idols, to say that, but when there is an ephod, then that's an atonement for avodah zarah. Me'il, which is a robe-like garment that the Kohen Gadol wore, mechapa lashon hara, atones for slander. Why? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yavi davar shebekoil, let something that makes noise, which are the bells on the bottom of the me'il, which are heard, and atone for the act of the voice, which is of Lashon Hara. Now that's the question the Gemara is asking is, you said that Negoyim afflictions atone for Lashon Hara, and here we see that it's the Me'il that atones for Lashon Hara. And the last one that we mentioned, the Tzitz, the head plate that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, mechaper al ma'aseh azipan, that atones for those that have the acts of brazenness of their face. Where Ksiv Hachat says over here, Pasuk in Shemayis, V'oya metzach Aaron, that's on the forehead of Aaron. Ksiv Hasim says over there, Pasuk in Yirmiyah, U'metzach isha zayna hayalach, you had the forehead of a prostitute of a woman, which is brazen, that we see that it's the metzach, and the tzitz atones for the brazenness. But one thing we see is what the Gemara's question is, so what atones for Lashon Hara? Is it the Goyim, or is it the Me'il? Says the Gemara, Likash, it's not difficult. Ha, the first teaching that we brought was the Ahanu Maisav, where his Lashon Hara accomplished its goal. It made people fight because of what he told, what he slandered, what he gossiped. Ha deloy hanu maisav. The second teaching was when it wasn't effective. It didn't accomplish his slander anything, as the Gemara explains. Ihanu maisav, if his slander caused the discord between the people, sas negoy malay. That causes the consequence of the atonement comes through affliction of a nega. Iloy hanu maisav, but if it didn't do anything, he still sinned, and that me'il mechaper, that the robe atones for. Now Rashi says, that why didn't the Gemara additionally ask, besides Lashon Hara, also regarding murder and Gila Rais, where previously we said that that's also one of the things that gets atoned with Negoim. And here we're learning that it's different Big Dekun that atones for Avodah Zarah and Shlichas Dam. So that Rashi says, no. Regarding the Big Dekun being Mechaper on Shlichas Dam and Gila Rais, that's not on the person who sinned himself. That's on the other people, the rest of the Jewish people, that they get punished because of him. As we find Pesukim regarding murder, the whole land becomes saturated because of the murder. It also says that the land becomes impure and the sin gets punished on all the Jewish people. So that's not difficult, because the big dekuna that is being mechaper, that's on the rest of the Jewish people. But the shvichas, but the person himself is shvichas dam gila rais, that's the nega. But in regards to Lashon Hara, we don't find other people getting punished. Therefore, the Gemara had asked, and that's what the Gemara is saying, it depends if it was effective or not effective, if it did anything or if it didn't. But the Gemara still asks. But V'amr b'simen om Rabbi Shuben Levi, says, Shnei devarim l'mitzin l'mbekabonis kapar. There are two things, two sins, that we don't find that there's an atonement with sacrifices, but b'dava acha mitzin l'mkapar, but with something else we find that there is an atonement. What are they? Shvichas dam v'Lashon Hara, murder and slander. Shvichas dam begla rufa. Regarding murder, we don't find the carbon being brought for atonement, but there's atonement with the decapitated calf. When they find the person that's dead, they don't know who murdered him, the atonement is with the egla rufa. And v'lashon hara b'ketiris, regarding slander, we find the atonement is with the incense. Tatanya Reb Chanina taught in the Braisim, l'manu l'ketirish mechaperis, we find that the incense atones, the chesiv l'ketpas says in Bamidbar. It says, v'yitin the secretaries that Aaron brought the incense, v'chapalam, and atoned to the people, which was because they slandered Moshe Rabbein regarding what happened with Korach. As V'tan Rebbe Shmuel says, amak keteres mechaperes, what is the keteres atoned for? Aloshon Hara. Why? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hashem says, yavadav shebechashoy. Let something that's in secret, which refers to the keteres, which was done in the Heichel, in the sanctuary, in secret, like the Brisa says in Yumadav Memdal Medalav, that people had to separate from between even the area of the antechamber and the altar at the time when the keteres was being brought, and v'chapa ma'aseh hashoy, and let it atone for something that's also said in secret, which is Lashon Hara, people whisper and they slander in secret. So says the Gemara, so you have kashish shvichas dam, shvichas dam. We have a contradiction with regarding murder, because previously we said that the kahana garments atone for others regarding murder, and here we see that, no, the egla rufa atones for others. Because as Rashi proves, it can't be regarding the murder himself, because there's no atonement, as the Gemara says in Seitaf Mevav Mabez, where if, let's say, they even decapitated the calf already, and then they find the murderer, how do we know that we still execute him? Because it says, la'orz le'chuper, that's not going to be atonement for him, it's for others. So what's atoning for the others? Is the egla rufa, or is it one of the big dekuna? And also, kasha lashon hara, we have the difficulty with lashon hara, where previously we said that the kahana garment, the me'il, atones for lashon hara, a lashon hara, and here we're saying that it's the keteres that atones for lashon hara. Says the Gemara, shvichas dam shvichas lo mikasha. No, it's not difficult regarding murder, because ha, the yediyah man katli. When did we say the ketanis atones, the tunic? That's when we know who murdered him. Ha, the yediyah man katli. The egla rufa atones when we don't know who murdered him. He just found a dead person somewhere in the road, then it's the egla rufa. That is the Gemara, the Yediyah Man Katle. Are you telling me that the Ketanis atones when you know who murdered him? But then Bar Katalahu, then he has to be executed. And to the contrary, as long as that murder is not executed, then there's no atonement at all. Like the Pasuk says, La'art Le'ichuper, how are you saying that the Ketanis is going to atone? Says the Gemara, B'mezid V'le Asrabe. We're talking about where he did it deliberately, but he wasn't warned. So you can't execute him because it's only with Asra. And therefore, that's not holding back the atonement, and then the atonement is going to be with the me'il, with the kesainis, with the tunic. So too says the Gemara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara Lekash. There's no difficulty with the contradiction of slander, Because ha bitzina. Yes, when the Lashon Hara was whispered secretly in gossip, in private, that's when the Keteris, which is also Ma'aseh Hashayah, which is also done in private, that atones for that. Whereas as a continue to Medbeis, but ha befahesya. But when someone goes out and he starts spreading rumors out in the open, that's a Ma'aseh Koil, that the Me'il, which makes a lot of noise with the bells on the bottom, then the Me'il atones for that Lashon Hara. So depending on how the Lashon Hara said, that's going to depend how the atonement is going to come about. Some say it's Reb Shmuel bar Nodav chasnei Reb Chanina, the son-law of Reb Chanina, mir Reb Chanina, he asked Reb Chanina. And Ramli, some say it was, he asked it in Reb Shu ben Levi, that he said, Manishtan the Mitzayra, why is the Mitzayra different in its consequences from all others? Sha'amr Ter, that the Torah says, in Be'yikra, Badad Yeshiv, he has to sit alone in solitude, Mechutz l'machna Meshavei, out of the campus where he sits, beyond everyone else, although there's those who have to go out of certain camps, he has to be totally by himself. Why? Because who hivdil bein ish le'ishtoi bein ish le'reyu? He caused division. He separated between a man and his wife, between a man and his friend, because, as we said before, it's because of Lashon Hara that the Negev Tzaras comes to him, which caused division amongst people. Like we said, that it's b'moydah, you get it exactly as you give it, and therefore he also has to be separated from people and he has to be by himself. Amr Yehud ben Levi says, Manishtan Mitzayra, why another thing is that their Mitzayra is different? Sha'amr Tari, the Tari says, Yavi, he should bring Shteitzi Parim Litarase, he should bring two birds for his purification process. Why is that distinct amongst the Mitzayra, that that's his tikkun, his rectifications with two birds? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Hu Oisa Maisa Petit. He did an activity of chattering, which are the noise that come out by whispering. So lefikach amr Tari, you have a carbon patit. Therefore the Torah says he should bring a carbon that is also chattering, that the birds are always chirping all the time. That's alluding to his sin of having always been chattering with Lashon Hara. Related theme, the Gemara continues, Tarnabam, learn a braisa. Pasik says, in Vayikra, it says, leisisna sechicha b'vavecha. You should not hate your brother in your heart. But the Pasik then continues with two ideas, which the Gemara is going to discuss, that a person should rebuke his friend, and he should not carry a sin because of his friend. So, but regarding not hating his friend, so the Braisa says, Yachalo Yakena. You would think that means to say, okay, that you shouldn't hit him regarding something that you're rebuking him for, as the Pasuk is talking about, as we said, regarding rebuke. Or Lo Yistereno, or you should not slap him backhanded. Or Velo Yikalkleno, or he shouldn't curse him. Tamaleva B'Vavecha, that's what the Pasuk says, no, don't hate your brother in your heart. The Pasuk is talking about hating him in the heart, which not necessarily with regarding activity, but we're talking about in the heart. Now, continues the Braisa, from where do we know that if a person sees, however, something disgraceful by his friend, that then he has to rebuke him? So though he shouldn't hate him, but when he's doing something wrong, he has to rebuke him. Like it says in the Pasuk over there, you should surely rebuke him. Continues the Braisa. Let's say he rebukes him, but he doesn't accept it. How do you know that you have to go back and rebuke him again? It doesn't just say hecheich. It says techiach. Mikom akum, whatever it requires, you got to do it again and again for the person to listen. Now, yachal afila b'shtal panim. You would think that even if the person's face is going to change, that he has to rebuke him in public, where the person's face is going to become white from embarrassment when you're rebuking him. Tamalema, as the pasuk concludes and says, no leisisul avchet. But you shouldn't carry a sin because of that. Don't rebuke it in that way. That's already inappropriate. Now, related to this halacha, Tani learned the Braisa, Amar Tarfin, the Gir says, Temeya Ani, says, I wonder, if there's anyone in this generation who will receive rebuke. Why? Im Amalei, if you tell a person, Tul Kesim Ebein Enecha, which literally means to say, take a splinter from between your eyes, but basically it's saying that there's a little sin that you're doing, so Amalei, then the person who's being rebuked is going to tell to the one who's rebuking him, Tol Karim Ebein Enecha, take a beam from between your eyes. In other words, he can tell him that, yeah, I do something wrong. There's a big sin that you do that you have to correct first. So therefore, he can't rebuke because everyone is sinners. And he's going to say, hey, you're telling me? What about you? Amr Blasim and Nazari, he says, Timihani, he says, I wonder, Im Yesh Bader Hazesh Shideya Lechiach. I wonder if there's anyone in this generation who even knows how to rebuke in an honorable, respectful way, that the person who's being rebuked is not going to be embarrassed and lose the color in his face. Gersa takes out the vav and says, Amr Bichem Anu, he says, Meir Ani Alai, Shemayim Vart, says, I could testify on myself, heaven and earth, Shahar B'pamim Lok Akiva Al Yadi, that Akiva many times got lashes, got rebuked because of me, Shayisi Kaivalov, because I used to complain regarding him when I would see something disgraceful by him, Lifnei Rebin Shimon B'Rebi, And v'chol shekein she'safti b'ahava, and he says, and to the contrary, all the more so I increased his love to me. V'kayimah shenema, because that fulfills what it says in the pasuk in Mishlei. Al toichach le'etz pen yisne'echa. Don't rebuke a scoffer, because then he might hate you. If you rebuke a smart person, then he'll love you because it's like, hey, you tell me what's wrong. I want to become a better person. Or as another interpretation is, don't rebuke a person that you're a scoffer, you're a lowlife, because then he's going to might hate you. Rebuke, you're a sage, you're smart, you're amazing, you're great, and then he'll love you. And therefore, although he was getting rebuked because of him, but he actually increased the love then. The Rebbe Yehuda, the son of Rebbe Shimon, asked him, he says, Techacha lishma, if someone's rebuking for the sake of heaven, or vanava shaloi lishma, or being humble, but not for the sake of heaven. Meaning, he makes himself like he's humble, whereas if he doesn't want to rebuke the person, but that humility is not for the sake of heaven, it's just he doesn't want the person to hate him. What approach is better? So Malay, he said to him as follows, says, look, b'loi maigdis, don't you agree, vanava lishma difa, that if, let's say, the humility was for its own sake, for the truth of being humble and saying, like, who am I to rebuke, what am I? That's better. Because the Amma, the master says, from all the attributes, humility is the greatest of them all. Like the Pasuk says, that because he has anointed me to notify the humble ones, it doesn't say to notify the pious ones. We see Anava is the greatest of them all. So therefore, Shalai Lashma Name Adifa. So even if he's acting humble, not for the sake of heaven, it's Shalai Lashma, that's also better. Because the Amma Behuda Marav, the person should always toil and tire and in mitzvahs, even if it's not for the sake of heaven, because it's only through, like the Rebbe Chaim Volozhin says, but it's through not doing it for its purest altruistic purposes that you then come to that, do it for that sake itself. So since anava lishma is the greatest, doing it shalei lishma is also the way to get to that, and therefore that would be better than techacha lishma. And that the Gemara clarifies. What is the case that if a person has this option of rebuking for the sake of heaven or humility not for the sake of heaven? Says the Gemara, Kihad Rav Huna v'chi barav. Now, Havayas v'kamei de Shmuel, they were sitting in front of Shmuel. And Omele, chi barav said to Shmuel, Chazi mar, let the master see the kometzarli, that Rav Huna is paining me, that he's hitting me, and he's bothering me. So kabil alei de sula mitzarli. So Rav Huna accepted upon himself that he's not going to bother chi barav anymore. Now, busted the nafik after Chiba Rav left. So Amalei, so Rav Huna then said to Shmuel, says, you want to know why I was bothering him? Because hachi v'hachi ka'avad, these disgraceful things were the things that he did. Now, that's anava shaloi lishma, because he only didn't say what he had done wrong in front of him, but not in front of him. He did say the disparaging things. So Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, Amalei amrit le'bampe, why didn't you say it in front of him? Amalei said to him, Chasli, to heaven forsake, the lichs of Zari de Rav al Yodoy, that the child of the progeny of Rav should be embarrassed through me. So that's anava shaloi lishma, and he chose that over techacha lishma, over rebuking him for the sake of heaven. Continues the Gemara, Adhechem techacha. Until what point does a person have to go in rebuking his friend? So Rav Amma Adhaka, he says, until the guy who is rebuking is going to get so upset that he's going to hit the one who's rebuking him. But Shmuel, he says, at klala, until the person is going to curse the one who's rebuking him. Rabbi Yechonama Ad Nazif, he says, until he's going to be spiteful of him, until he's disgraced by him. And say that he scorns the person. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, this machlik samram is a machlik is tanoi. Rabbi Leza Oimer, he says, adaka, until he gets hit. Pshuam Ad Klala, he says, until he gets cursed. But Nazim Ad Nazif, he says, until he gets scorned by that person. Amr of Nach beYitzchak, he says, "V'shlosh mikra echadarsha," and all three are really learning out from the same pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. The pasuk says, "V'yicher af Shaul beYohanesen," that the anger of Shaul flared against his son Yohanesen, where his son Yohanesen was rebuking his father Shaul until Shaul get angry. V'yoymele ben Navas Amarti, says the son of the rebellious woman. Uksiven, the pasuk says, "V'yital Shaul esachanis alav lakayis," that Shaul took his spear to hit his son. Says the Gemara as follows. According to the one who says until he gets hit, like it says that his father got so angry, he went to hit him. The one who says until he gets cursed, like it says in the pasuk, he was cursing him, to your disgrace and the disgrace of the nakedness of your mother. According to one that says until he scorned, like the pasuk says, that the anger of Shaul flared up against him, that he was scorned by the one who he was rebuking. Now, that the Gemara asks, but Al-Mandam Naziv, according to the one that says really the lowest level, that of just being scorned, but Iksiv HaKav HaKlal, it says even greater amounts of needing to rebuke. It was up until he got hit, or until he was getting cursed by his father. So the Gemara, no, Shani Hasan, there it's different. Those greater amounts are because the Agav Chavivusi Yisera, the Havibay Le Yohannes and B'David, since that great love and endearment that Yohannes had to David, so Masa Nafshe Tfei, so he gave over his life more in rebuking his father not to be upset at David, but really, Hakka and Klala, not necessary according to that Mandama, it's only up until Nazifa, until being scorned by the one that he's rebuking. A similar type of a discussion, says the Gemara, in a different context. How far does a person have to go not to change the host that he goes to stay by? So Rav Amar, he says, ad haka, until the homeowner hits the guest or his wife. Shmuel Amar, he says, ad sheyefshilu lo, he says, until that the homeowner is going to hang up kalev, the vessels, the belongings of the guest, l'achayrev, on his back to send them packing from the house. If he starts acting that way, then he doesn't have to come back. Says the Gemara, Bakadi Day, Kulam Aliplegi. No one's disagreeing if the guest himself is getting hit by the host, that he doesn't have to stick around. So too, Bafshalis Kiv Lacharib Kulam Aliplegi. Also, if he's sending him, packing up his stuff on him in a disgraceful way to send him packing, that he also doesn't have to stick around. Ki pligi bakod the debesu. When do we have this machlig is Rav and Shmuel, if it's until there's hitting or until he packs his clothing, packs all his belonging up and sends him out of his room, is when his wife is getting hit. Mar Shmuel Sabah he held, kimin the day loy mitzarle, since ultimately the host is not hurting the guest himself. So my nafkilimine, so what's going to be the difference? Therefore it's only up until he packs up his stuff and puts it on him. But Amar Sava, what Rav held, no, it's a latrude. It's still going to come for them to be disputing because his wife is getting hit by the host, and therefore that's enough for him not to have to come back to the same host. Now, the Gemara wonders, but Kol Kach Lama, why are we going to such extremes that he has to be so tolerant of his host? Because the master says, Ach Sinai, if someone changes the host that he usually stays by, Paigim, it causes defamation of the host, Uvenifkim. And the guy himself who's changing also gets disgraced because people say how difficult personalities these people must be that they can't stay together. And therefore, a person has to go to a certain extreme to stay in the place where he's usually hosted. Now, Amar Yehuda Merabi says, where do we know biblically that a person shouldn't change from the place where he's normally hosted? Somebody says, the Pasuk in Bereishis says that Avraham Avinu went, according to his travels, from the south going back to Basel until Hamakam Ashahayisha Maholi Betzil, until the place where his tent was in the beginning. We see he went back to the place where he was hosted in the beginning. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Mamahachi says from the beginning of the Pasuk, where it says, Vayelech Lemasav, he went to his travels, meaning the way that he normally did when he had traveled when he came, that he stopped at certain lodgings, he didn't change the place that he lodged, he stayed in those same places when he came back. Says Gemara Mai Benai, what's the difference between those interpretations from which half of the Pasuk? The difference between them is a temporary host, where let's say it got dark and they just happened to have stayed in a certain lodging where the sun had set. According to the one that learns that from Ahalai, that he holds is only a permanent lodging that he had been hosted by, which is a oil, which is an actual tent. But the one that says Masav from his travels, even the temporary place that he happened to have lodged in for one night just because it got dark and he was on his way, that even that is obligated to stay back in that same place, and therefore that would be the difference between those two interpretations, if that would be obligated even in a temporary one-night lodging. Similar discussion, Amar B'yechanan, says, Minayin shleishan odem u'mnasay u'ma'umnas abaysav. Where do we know a person should not change from his profession and from the profession of his fathers? It says in the Pasuk Melachim Aleph, it says, V'yishlech HaMelech Shlomi, that the king Shlomi, he sent, V'yikach Eschirim Mitzar, he sent to get Chirim from Tzar, Ben Isha Manahu, he was the son of a woman that was widowed, Mimati Naphtali, from the tribe of Naphtali, V'Aviv Ish Tzar, and his father was a man from Tzar, Charish Nechashis, who was a copper smith, and that's what Shlomi Melech was trying to get. So we see that his father and the son had the same profession. Moreover, the master says, Imim Ibeistan, his mother was from the tribe of Dan. Uksim the Pasuk says in Shemais, Itay es olav ben echasamach lamati Dan, that with those who worked on the Mishkan, which including the coppersmiths, with Ali of the son of Echasamach from the tribe of Dan. So we see that he kept in that profession of his household, his father's side, his mother's side, we see that a person should keep the same umnas that he has in the family. The Gemara asks, Adhechen tachlis yisurun, what is the end of the extent of the measure of affliction. In other words, that Less than that is not considered anymore a yusur in an affliction. So Amar Belazi says, Kol she'orgulei beged l'lbash. If a person had a garment woven up for him to wear, vein miskabalov, but it doesn't fit him. It's a pain for him that he tailored a suit and it doesn't fit him. That's considered yisurin. Less than that's not considered yisurin, but that's still going to be considered yisurin. Now, maskevla rav zeira veintem, and some say Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani asked, what do you mean gedolim is yomer? We see that the extent of yisurin is even more than that. Afilin niskabnu limzug, even if they intended to dilute a cup of wine in water that's bechamin and that's warm, umazgule betzayin, and they dilute it with cold water. Or betzayin and umazgule bechamin, or they intended to dilute it with cold water and it ended up being warm water. Va'adamit kulahai, and you say it's only regarding a tailored suit, that's the extent of yisurin, but less than that. We find even if it's just regarding diluting wine, it's still considered yisurin. Now, Marbury Dravinam, he says, afila nepechli chaluka, even if his clothing got turned inside out, where he didn't put it on in the right way and he has to take it off and turn it inside out, even that is considered yisurin. Rava ve'item Rav Chizda, item some say it was Rav Yitzchak, v'amrila and some say it was b'masnida, tam is torah nebraisa, afila ha'ishad yodoy l'kis litol shalish. Even if someone stuck his hands into his purse, into his pocket, into his wallet, to take out 3 coins, v'al b'yodoy shtayim, and he only ended up taking out 2, there's still an exertion over there that he has to put his hand back in to take out a 3rd one, even that is yisurin. Now the Gemara points out, however, dafka shalish v'al b'yodoy shtayim. But that's specifically if he intended to take out 3 and he only took out 2. But if he intended to take out 2 and he took out 3, that's not considered yisur anymore because the leketircha l'mishdai, it's not so difficult to just put it right back in. But to stick your hand back in and find that 3rd coin, that is already still considered yisur. Now the Gemara wonders, v'kol kach lama, why this whole discussion, for what halachic purposes do we need to qualify and quantify what's considered still yisur? So the Gemara, because the Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel, stored in the Braisa of Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, Kol she'ovrulav arba'am yom b'lo yisurin, whoever has 40 days passed without yisurin, without an affliction, kibbalei lamai, has received all his resting from the future, he's accepted his olam haba. And therefore the Gemara is telling us, but if you had one of these things, that's already considered yisurin, and that's not considered that as if you already received your future reward. But Merava Amri, in the West they said that if a person doesn't have 40 days with, if he has 40 days without Yisurin, so then as we continue to talk about Yitzayim and Alf, Peronis Mizdamenis Loi, that someone who has 40 days without Yisurin, that there's punishments that are being prepared for that person. Now, Tanya Lin the Braisa, because a person cannot stand up to the attribute of justice, and therefore you need Yisurin, and therefore a person can't go 40 days without Yisurin, is that Rebbe Elazar HaGadol Omer, he says, El Mali Ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Din, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come even with the Avis, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov to justice, they wouldn't be able to stand up in the face of their rebuke, where if Hashem would rebuke them for their actions. Shneim like says the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that Shmuel said to the Jewish people, "Va'ata hisyatzu v'yishavta eskum lefnei Hashem." He says, "Now stand, and I will judge you in front of Hashem." It's called tzidkas Hashem asha asa eskum es abeseichem, that all the righteousness that Hashem did for you and your fathers, where even the others need the tzedakah of Hashem because they can't stand up to the justice, even they wouldn't be able to stand up. And again, that's why it's so important for Yisurim. And or even these small little inconveniences up until picking out a person's hand from his pocket for the right amount of change, he doesn't get it, even that's considered Yisurim, and that's all atonement, allowing a person to be able to stand up in the face of the ultimate judgment.